This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is a tasty Tuesday, even though your taste buds are frozen, because what'd you say it was? 8 degrees in Cuyahoga Falls?
In Cuyahoga Falls, yeah.
January 14th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
It's so cold, blank. Hit us with the DMs. I'm going to read them all show long, if I can. Make them readable for the air. It's so cold, blank. It's so cold.
I feel like Jen and Tim Show listeners deliver on these. I look forward to them.
I'm going to read them. So Jen and Tim Show on all the socials, Star 102 on all the socials. We'll read those throughout the show. We're getting through this together. Here's the thing that I don't understand. First of all, I did not realize it was 8 degrees until you said it was 8 degrees during the three things you need to know. And what did I wear today? So I have a long sleeve shirt on. So good. All right. I remember to dress myself appropriately. And I only have a vest. Like, that's what I wore.
How do you only have a vest? Didn't you see yesterday how cold it was going to be today?
I do not pay attention. It is all the same. It is all to me. Unless there is, like, we have probably an inch more snow in Menor this morning. Yeah, it's fine. Unless there is major accumulation or something along those lines, which I do pay attention to because that's a nightmare to drive in and everything else, right? I do pay attention to that. For me, 15 to 25 is the same. It's just cold. I can't do anything outside.
I feel like there's just an extra edge to it. And the kids asked me roughly, 37 times yesterday if they might get a cold day today.
Oh, I keep forgetting that's a thing.
Yeah, they thought they might get like a cold weather day.
Izzy was legitimately sick yesterday. It was like, I was like, how you doing, kiddo? I told Stevie this off the air. She took her temperature yesterday every 7 minutes for about 6 hours.
Oh no.
My entire day yesterday, people are like, what do you do when you get off the air? So I make sure that my kiddo's okay. And like every 7 minutes, like the thermometer clearly is new to her. She took her temperature. Daddy, it's 98 this. Daddy, it's 98.1. Daddy, it's 99.1. Daddy, it's 92. Daddy, what if it gets 100? Daddy, what's bad? Daddy, like the entire day. So I put my AirPods in.
Yeah.
Like, let's listen to a podcast on the Odyssey app. Sorry, kiddo, I love you, but I can only take so much temperature. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I had to leave a My Chart message yesterday, too. So I just have to talk to somebody to make sure that my daughter's okay. Because she had a sore throat. And that's basically it. Oh, I think her ear was hurting a little bit. That's what it was.
Oh, no. It's not strep, is it? Did you take
her
in?
No, that's what she said. No, they said, look for these different things. Fluids, everything else. You know, that type of thing. And if she needs to come in, come in. But she started feeling better later in the day. I mean, I saw her.
Oh, that's good.
I saw her TikTok. Low-grade fever, and I'm still TikToking.
Well, then you know she's okay.
Like, you're clearly fine. All right.
Aww.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. We're all snuggling together because it's 8 degrees. We need a guest. What's your guest today? We would love it. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. 8 degrees out. Can you believe that?
It's crazy, but it is January.
I know it is. I know. I just...
So are you calling because you have a guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope?
I do have a guest for Dead Guy.
All right. Who do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Dick Clark.
That is a great Dead Guy guess. It is not Dick Clark.
And also, I also love that when you know, like when you're part of the early morning crew, you don't call it Dead Guy in an Envelope. Like she said, yeah, hey, I have a guess for Dead Guy.
Yes.
We all know.
Right.
We
you
all
know what's up. That's right.
I like that a lot. Well, we appreciate the guests. We hope you have a great day and stay warm. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jed and Tim Show. Win 5K a day at Star 102. Just listen for 60 minutes on the free Odyssey app every weekday, including right now. For your daily entry, imagine what you could do with 5K. Stevie revealed yesterday she'd be getting that drink package on the cruise that she's going to be going on.
Smart.
She's very, very nervous about as it gets close. Is it next month? February, right?
Yeah, it's in February.
As we get closer to that.
That would be a deluxe upgrade for her.
How much that costs?
Is it a lot. It's like $75 a day or something crazy like that.
Is it unlimited?
It's unlimited.
Can you pay per day?
No, you have to buy the whole package.
You do. Of course you do.
Yeah.
So that's what she would do. You could go dream vacation, shopping spree. I mean, whatever you want. $5,000 would be amazing. So probably several layers as it's, what's the temperature outside?
Well, in Cuyahoga Falls, it's 8 degrees right now. Very chilly. Very brisk morning. You will feel it when you go outside.
It's one of those where you get, where you walk outside and like I have contact lenses and it feels like the contacts will freeze to your eyeballs and or when you walk out of your car or whatever it might be, or you're going, you know, you parked outside and you're walking outside for the first time. And everybody knows what I'm talking about, but they don't want to admit it. The hairs in your nose, you ever get that?
No.
Freeze instantly.
What?
Instantly.
I'm still stuck on the contacts freezing to your eye. Do they actually freeze to your eyes?
No,
they, like,
just
not move around?
Mine, it feels like almost like they just dry out instantly.
I see. I've never worn a contact. And then, no, I don't have the nose hair experience, but no. For me, though, I park my car in a garage overnight at home. We have a garage. And even going into the garage to get in the car this morning was absolutely freezing. So cold.
This is prime.
Don't.
Mouse in the engine weather.
You
better.
Not.
Take
curse my car.
It's so cold outside. This is perfect. Mouse in the engine weather, which has happened to you before. I mean,
it was a different vehicle, and I don't leave bananas.
By the time you get home with that warm vehicle,
no,
and that thing can crawl in there and warm up, or things, or family of them.
It's like years later, and when I finally forget about it, you bring it up.
Just saying, this is prime mouse weather. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials. What do we have today, Stevie?
There's a creator on TikTok going viral for a prank that she did that is now creating a trend on social media. And there's a viral video of an America's Got Talent audition.
Love it. Stevie on the socials. You may have missed it. Maybe you know exactly what we're talking about. If not, you're going to learn about it.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a creator named Keely Grace who is going viral for a prank, which has started a trend now across social media. So the caption of the video is, having my fiance be mean to me in front of his mom to see if she has my back. And now it's a trend for other couples to do this.
Guys, do not try this at home.
Oh my God. I'm so awkward. Like that.
Were you more cringy there or were you more cringy on the roast?
I was just wondering that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I could not make it through a prank like that because I would be so uncomfortable, like thinking that she believed that.
He had a straight face the whole time. I mean, it went on from there. It was like the video has like 48 million views and it was longer and she was coming for him. She was like, I didn't raise you like this. And she told him that he's like, she's out of his league anyway. Like she came for him.
The mom said that?
Yeah.
What's the version we could do with this in our morning show meeting today?
Oh my gosh. No, I'm not.
Tim, I really think that you need to. I disagree. I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, when you're wrong, you're wrong. Yep. Then it would be just Jen and fill the blank.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think that's a great idea.
Just try to low-key. Know that he's definitely listening is the only issue. I should have not mentioned it on the air.
You guys have to do that before I come into the meeting because I will give it away.
You'll laugh.
You have to be a part of it.
No, I will either. Not only I'll either laugh or I'll be like, no, 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 we're just kidding. It's a prank. It's a prank. Like, I would spoil it because I would be so worried about it.
Her poker face, there is
no good.
She could have a straight flush or something like that. She'll, and she's like, no. Nobody else can know. You can't tell. You cannot do it.
Not a
poker
face.
We have to do it before.
Yeah, do it before I come in there. You two do it.
It's just a gen meeting. We both got booted because we're trying this.
I feel like that'll make it more obvious if he's not there and we're
That is amazing early. Though. But yeah, you have to execute it. Like you said, you gotta be able to execute it.
You have to keep a straight face, everybody. There is a 9-year-old boy going viral for his audition on America's Got Talent. He goes by the artist name Music Journey, and he sang an original song at only 9 years old while also playing the piano.
Stop it. That's amazing.
I don't know how any 9-year-old could just write a song that, like, and there's good lyrics in there. Like, if you listen to the full clip, it's crazy.
Wow. That's wonderful. So, obviously, he made it.
We'll have to find out.
Okay. Oh, that's a good tease.
Okay.
Stevie on the socials. We'll try that later on today.
No.
We will not.
No.
I don't think that's in anybody's best interest. Stevie on the socials on Star 102. Good morning. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Tuesday morning to you. We're at 7:05. Brutally cold weather today. High of 19 degrees. High of 19 degrees. Like, that's as high as it will go, high of 19 degrees.
I know, I'm actually texting my children, begging them, please wear coats. Because, you know, the whole, I'm a teenager, I don't wear a coat ever in life.
Maybe teenage boys specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Were they going to wear it? Wait, let me guess. Crocs in the snow. High socks and a short.
High socks, not a short. At least they're in pants.
Pant? Like,
they're always
something.
In a pants.
Yeah.
But Crocs in the snow, and apparently their feet never get wet. According to them, they're fine.
I heard this. I know we're getting to something else. I heard the other day that in that age group, jeans just are not a thing.
They have vaporized for
boys. I don't know if it's 8 to 12, 8 to 14. Like, that is not a thing.
Oh, and forget it. Who's, if you have like a show or a performance
something. And you need a khaki or something.
They
don't understand how they even go on the leg and button.
No.
Like, that's
it,
just.
The buttoning and zippering of a pant, forget it.
They don't.
Because it's all like a track or.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's part of your performance.
Right. You can't.
Okay.
Listen, there's so much to unpack here with what I'm about to tell you what happened. In a nutshell, I don't know where all the spoons went in my house. I don't know where they went. All of a sudden, it was like over Christmas break. I had soup for Christmas Eve. I had no spoons. I had to have my mom bring spoons over. It was the whole thing. But it was I've had the same like flatware forever. So I'm like, okay. Got a couple.
I like that it's time.
It's time.
Like, they just leave.
They just
graduate
left.
And go to college.
I'm like, where did they
I don't know
go?
Where the spoons went. It's just time.
Where did they go?
They've ran. How do you lose?
I don't know.
What do you mean you lose spoons? Are they like under? Like, do Tim? The kids eat in their room and they're like?
Well, that's
hidden in a drawer.
Well, no, because I've looked all around and I'm like, are they throwing the spoons away? Like, where'd the spoons go? And that's not even why I'm bringing this up. Okay. Because I'm bringing it up. I had to order new flatware.
We're only on till 10.
I know
you're about to get into this. I'm just.
I had to place two orders for flatware, silverware, which is not cheap, by the way. It's not cheap. I had to place two orders, said gift cards. It arrived and I didn't like it and I had to return it. You will not believe what is going on with shipping back this flatware that I don't like. Not only are they charging me shipping, they're charging me double shipping.
I love that
shipping on my no spoon house.
I love that literally in 4 minutes, everybody gets to hear the story that I heard yesterday off the air.
Oh my God.
I said, you have to, that we all vent, we all bond, we're all friends. What you're going to hear next is.
So mad.
I'm just going to turn my microphone off and it's going to be an entire thing.
Maybe someone has there's no solution.
Yeah.
There's no solution. So mad.
You have to hear this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think everybody's ready. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
If they're not
just joining us, what happened?
I'm sorry about how heated I'm about to get again. So I have no spoons in my house. I don't know. I don't know if my kids threw them away. I don't know. I don't know where the spoons are. I need new flatware. I feel like I have to justify that I had to get new flatware because I haven't shopped for flatware, I think, since my wedding, which was a long time ago, 14 years ago. And so it's time. Time for new flatware. I order the flatware. It is expensive. I haven't shopped for it in a long time. It is expensive. Then there's the whole, do you get the 18-0 or the 18-10? Do you want the, I don't know, what is it filled with? So I make two orders. I have gift cards I got for Christmas. Like, I'm going to use those. In order to use the gift card, it can only go to a maximum amount. So anyway, I have to do two transactions. Because of the way the gift cards work. Because if the amount, that's ridiculous too. If the amount of
I feel like you're yelling at me.
I am.
Like you
I'm
were looking,
sorry.
I'm trying
I need
to look
to calm
away.
Down.
I'm trying. That's why.
Like
I'm
I had a $100 gift card. I had a $100 gift card. If you make a purchase online with this $100 gift card, the purchase has to be $100 or less. Okay. So like you can't do a split tender or something. So that was the whole thing. So I have to do two purchases. I do two purchases. I get the flatware. I don't like the flatware. It's lightweight. It feels like you could bend it. It's not the flatware I want forever. Okay. And this is going to be my new Forever Flatware. So in 5 years, I have no spoons again.
I like that branding.
Forever Flatware.
I'm just trying to lighten this up a little bit. That's all I'm trying to do.
Because I'm so mad. So I go to return it. And you know, you could do most of your returns online. So I go to the website and I hit return. They want to charge me $23 to ship it back. Mind you, this is $23. And they're two sets of four. So I got eight servings. It's in a box that's like, how long's a fork? 10 inches long? It's like this. And like this tall and this wide. I mean, it came in a padded envelope, right?
A big fork.
I don't know. Like it's all the flatware in one box.
Sure.
So it's like,
the big, box
you,
itself.
You know what
of
I'm
course,
saying?
I
like
know.
They're wrapped
right.
or whatever. And I have two boxes that could both, by the way, fit in a padded envelope. That's probably what? 12 inches big. I go online and I'm like, I'm going to chat with them. I'm not paying $23 twice to ship this back. First of all, I want to vomit that it cost me $23 to ship it back. So I go online to the chat and it takes forever. And of course, for them to respond, it takes forever. They do. And I say, hey, I'm sending these back to the same place. Can I just get one shipping label to ship them back to you? So I don't have to pay $23 twice to ship this back. I already want to vomit. It's $23. Can I just do it once? No. They said, no, they can't do that because it's two separate orders. And when it's received in the warehouse, it has to be like tracked differently. Well, why can't I just write? You don't even want to know the amount of ideas I've come up with. Like I wanted to write a letter and include it like with my flatware that I'm returning and then they're like, or just, you know what? Just take it to a store. There is no physical store. The closest one's in like Michigan.
Oh, so there is one.
I'm not driving to Michigan to. No, I'm just going to pay $46 to ship back two sets of four flatware. I'm just like, have you ever heard anything more ridiculous? How can I not ship them back together in the same envelope?
I have had to turn my headphones down.
I'm sorry.
I'm probably getting four times.
Sweating now. I need to take my sweater off.
This is what it's all about. It's venting. These things happen. Anybody else even similar to the situation? And the people in the chat know what it's about. You're not wishing them Happy New Year, which is why it takes forever. They know what's going down.
Also, are they chatting with 17 people at the same time?
We can get to that. That's a whole other thing.
Tell me why. Who works in a warehouse, a shipping warehouse, that can explain to me why these packages have to be received separately? Why someone can't open it and see a piece of paper that says, oh, this is from this order and this is from this order, return them separately? Why do they have to both be $23 shipped? $23!
216.
Sorry, I'm mad.
343.
I'm so mad.
You can DM us, Jen and Tim Show, or it's Star 102 Cleveland. I think you just need to do what we do in Menor.
What?
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What do you do?
Just go to Ollie's. Probably $8.
They have silverware?
They have everything.
So, Jen agrees with you. She says, save yourself the headache. We went through exactly this. No silverware. Why? I bought new flatware that only comes out for guests. The rest, Sam's Club. Plain old ordinary teaspoons that still regularly disappear. She says it's under $10 for like 36 spoons.
Yeah, your immediate family. Who are you trying to impress?
I don't know.
Get now, regular whatever. You can
see,
get a bit,
I should have talked about this
any anchor
before,
store, any radio line.
Before I reordered, because I reordered. So that Stephanie says, oh my God, all the spoons and forks and some butter knives have left my house and I have no clue where they went. Until I looked in my daughter's drawers, I found 5 forks and 8 spoons and a knife in her drawers. I have a feeling mine are like in the yard or something in the back, like when they're outside with their friends and they take out a snack or like a yogurt.
Spooning.
Or spooning.
That's probably.
They're not spooning.
They're probably spooning.
Kids,
isn't that a
insane
thing in PA or whatever?
That's it was corning. It was forking
was
and corning.
I was going to say, sticking a spoon in the yard be a struggle. Fork
no,
at least
forking,
has those.
Forking, you'd take the plastic fork. Yeah, that's no.
Yeah, we don't
so anyway, $23 per box to ship. Someone's asked me where the store in Michigan is. I got to look up the location now. View all stores by state.
I'll save the store on the air.
Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you? Calling
good.
From Menor.
You have beautiful Menor. See, I just told her to go to Ollie's. She'll be good to go. Get
maybe
that
I should.
I agree. Well, Jen, you've never been one to follow the rules. I say put it all in one box. Use their shipping label and send it back.
Yeah, have Nate ship.
Which did you have to put in two?
Have Nate ship that thing. Remember
you think
when he,
just do
he
it?
Shipped a letter to New York with no postage?
Yeah, because what are they going to do? It'll get there. But then what if I don't get my money
your
back?
Refund. That's the issue, Kelly.
What if I didn't? You think so?
Put the label, I mean, put all the information in one box. The shipping guys in the warehouse will separate them.
Yeah, they're
they
not
will.
Idiots, right? They can,
no.
like, figure that out. Oh, this is smart.
You think they're just going to separate your
nervous.
Particular package in the warehouse?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, you have a special package that they're going to
which, like she's
know
saying, if they open it and realize, like, oh, what's this order number? Oh,
oof,
it goes with this order. Yeah, because then I'm out the cost I paid if they don't refund
me. In theory, that's good. That's a lot of work on that. I don't know. That doesn't seem.
I don't know. I like it.
I don't know. All I know
it
is,
makes me nervous, but I like it.
I do
like
too.
It because I don't have to pay $23 twice.
You know, down at JJ's downstairs.
What?
He has flatware. It's plastic, but who cares if you lose it? It's just another option.
Those will be gone right away.
Star 102, good morning. Yeah, flatware sets, silverware sets, Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
How much? Where? Where are you shopping? Are you shopping?
I'm just doing a Google. No, I don't. I'm good.
I have. You
I
know,
need
listen.
The butter knives. I have 75 forks and no butter knives. That's a thing.
Yours disappeared as well.
I don't know where
they
those
do.
Are.
I'm telling you, where does the flatware in the house go? I have no idea. And you know me, I research every piece of flatware. I could tell you about 1810. I could tell you about
18. What do you know? What that is? Is that a weight?
It's what they're made out of. It's of course, I forgot now. It's like part stainless steel.
Like a nickel to a...
Yeah, it's like 18 stainless steel, 10... I don't know if it's nickel. I can't remember what it is. But then there's 18-0, and then some of them scratch, some of them don't. And then some you have to hand wash, some you... And who wants hand wash flatware? No way. And then some, they get spotty if you don't hand dry them. I want flatware that I just stick in the dishwasher and wash, like my current flatware, which has been fine for, like I said, almost 15 years that we got when we got married. But it's all
is this
half
everyday
gone.
Flatware, or just the people are coming over for?
Oh, that's all I have. Everyday flatware. I don't have fancy flatware.
Well, what
just,
is this? What are you purchasing? Is it fancy flatware?
No, just everyday. I'm going to replace my current.
Your everyday is my fancy.
My everyday has to. I need. I have no spoons because all the spoons have disappeared. Because I'm convinced my kids have. I don't know what they've done with
take
them.
One call. We got
where'd
get
they
the
go? Where do the spoons go?
Joe, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Did you take Jen's spoons?
Please give them back.
Well, all my spoons disappeared, too. And I was, like, so angry. I went to Dollar Tree. I bought, like, 7 packs of 3. So now I have, like, 21 new spoons.
What?
It only cost me, like, $10.03.
Okay,
there you go.
This, so everyone that listens to the show is so much smarter than me. Why am I not doing this?
Just yeah, it's to, like high-end flatware. So, like, they're just the kid. I mean, you know, they lost them before. Maybe they'll lose them again. I don't know. I'm trying to understand. And why is it the spoons? Where are the spoons? Like, is it,
I don't
nobody's
know.
Caught up and said a fork or a knife or this or that. Like, the spoons.
It's the spoons.
Is it a multi-tool? Like, what is happening? Somebody digging with these things? Are they playing? What is happening?
Well, and not only that, you know, there's, like, the
bizarre.
Large spoon and the small spoon. So that's 16 spoons. Because I think I have, like, serving for 8. 16 spoons, and I have, like, 3. We can't eat soup.
Do you feel better at least going into Trump too?
No, I'm just more mad now because I so went to Dollar Tree.
You should have. I'm telling you, just get some low end spoons. Nobody cares. Have a nice set if you want. Every day, so nobody's there.
You know, nobody
it's you,
has
Nate, and the boys. Nobody cares about this flatware. You're fine.
Nobody has explained why they say I have to ship them back separate.
Well,
so stupid.
I think they did via chat. You just didn't like it. Can you screenshot the chat?
Which one? I don't know. I'm so mad right now. Someone, Penny said I need a hug. I do.
Stevie, Jen needs a hug.
I'm fine.
No, I think you do. You definitely need a water. Or to cool the studio down because that was a sweater and that much venting, that could be.
I'm like, you know, when you break into a sweat because you're so. Yeah, that's who I am. Okay. All right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. About the past, I don't know, 7 days or so, on top of mind definitely has been that Dubai chocolate.
Have you gone and gotten it yet?
No. I've watched the video, as thousands have. That was a tasty Tuesday. You tried it. Was it Noah that tried it?
Yeah, Noah tried it with me. We loved it. We thought it was delicious.
So we are the morning show. We are the Tasty Tuesday morning show. And I know, Stevie, you took. Is it a playoff of the Dubai chocolate, or what did you have?
Yeah. Well, it started in New York. There was a place in New York City that did their, like, it was a strawberry cup. They poured a chocolate sauce and that same pistachio cream stuff and then sprinkle on top the like crunchy canafe stuff.
Oh my gosh, the crunchy stuff is so good.
Yes, and that started going viral. And now I saw a TikTok of a place around the area, North Olmsted, that was making it. So I went and tried it over the weekend and it was amazing.
It's more amazing than the chocolate bar?
They're hard to compare because, I mean, like, yeah, but like no, because they're different. Because it's strawberry. Like
is
like
there a strawberry in every bite? Like you're taking a strawberry in every bite.
Yes, like the cup is just full of strawberries, and then they pour
all that stuff.
All the stuff, but like everything was covered, so it was fantastic.
My question to you is, being a consistency person,
yeah,
you know, very like, are you a fan of soup?
No.
Are you? And I'm not suggesting that this is the same consistency, but you are very consistent.
You chew it. It's like a strawberry. It just has some.
So that's fine.
It's not like a strawberry soup.
Yes.
All right. Do you like ice, like an ice cream sundae, just a regular, like ice cream?
Yeah, I don't have like a big sweet tooth, but like I'll eat one.
All right. Just trying to see where the line is drawn. But you said it was good.
Oh, it's so. I mean, it's just like a chocolate covered strawberry with that pistachio.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It wasn't overwhelmingly pistachio, but it.
And that crunchy, what's it called? Canafe?
I think it's canafe, but
canafe.
I'm not 100%
sure. I have a major question about this. As we all know how much I paid for my Dubai chocolate bar.
Oh, should we get into the cost? Is this a later round of Cleveland? How much do you make?
Right.
How much did you pay to eat?
More than or less than the Dubai chocolate bar.
Yeah. I'm curious about that. In the meantime, we're playing a round of Cleveland. How much did you pay to eat?
Well,
I'm working on the branding. How much did you. So what did you have?
A cup of chocolate pistachio strawberries.
Okay.
Dubai strawberries.
And it's like a take off of the Dubai chocolate bar that went viral over the past few months.
Yes, it's the same chocolate and pistachio cream. And it's just a clear red Solo cup size.
Okay, so it's about that size. So we're trying to take a guess. If you don't know anything about the Dubai chocolate, you can go to our socials, Star 102 socials, and see the video that you and Noah did. It's fantastic. Thousands of views on that. Probably people trying to eat the chocolate through the screen because it looks so good.
And we paid, by the way, $20 for that chocolate bar.
$20! $20!
And I would pay it again.
Paid $30 for the kit. Should arrive today.
Oh, that's right. You're going to make
my own chocolate bar.
I can't wait.
Please do a video for that.
I don't know why I can't wait. It's not like you're bringing it in, but I'm excited to have you try it.
Well, we can
do a remote visit Tasty Tuesday. I'll say $24 it costs for that.
For the cup of the strawberries? I'm going to say it's a little bit less, like $18 for the cup of strawberries.
It was $14.
Oh, what a bargain. That's still ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like smaller than a red Solo cup. It wasn't huge.
I've looked into it a little, and it's the pistachio cream that costs a lot.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes. Pistachios are expensive, and the cream expensive, because it also has tahini in it, which is expensive.
Well, good thing there's no eggs in it, because that would be $27.95 if that was the case for some reason.
Seriously.
So there you go. Excellent. Well, thank you. We appreciate the tasty review.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.